I could not do anything better than that. So please stand up and help me welcome Mr. Tom Sigler. Woo!
All right. All right, all right, all right. Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Woo! It's good to be here. Man, I'm excited. I've got some things I want to share with you today. Some ideas, some concepts, and who knows, I might get a download right in the middle of the talk and something new will happen. That's what the most fun is. So you enjoying the conference?
Yeah?
Has everybody got at least one idea you're going to implement when you get home?
Yeah.
Is anybody here saying, why wait until you get home? Has anybody implemented something before?
Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. I've enjoyed this conference. I enjoyed listening to Thomas yesterday and EOS, and there's just a lot of things going through my mind, and so I want to get right into it. I want to talk about breakthrough today. How many of you would love to have a breakthrough in your life in some area? Go to the next level. How many of you are tired of breakthroughs and you just want to settle for what you've always had? No? So we're going to be talking about how you get a breakthrough today, and of course, when we talk about that, one of the things that we do at Sigler is we have our Sigler Legacy Certification, which for about half the people, they come for personal transformation. They're just looking to go to the next level. If you're a ZLCer, would you raise your hand in here? So we got one, two, three, four, missing anybody else? Five, Santiago left, six, there you are. Okay, so if you have questions about our certification and what we do there, these are the best ones to talk to because they're the ones applying it in their business. Of course, I'll be here the rest of the day. But you know what? Dad had a breakthrough early in his career. How many of you have ever listened to a Zig tape? Yeah. So you know the story. So he gets out of, you know, he had a tough beginning, right? He's 3 years old. His whole family moves from L.A., Lower Alabama, to Yazoo City, Mississippi. Mom was from Jackson. And when he was five, his father died. And so because of that, he had to start working when he was 6 years old. He never did well in school. He gets out of high school. He goes in the military, does some college there. He's in the Navy, never fought, but served our country. In college, he didn't do well either. And then he gets his first sales job. Anybody have a first sales job in here? Isn't that fun? Everybody's so happy to see you. So for 2.5 years in that job, he didn't sell anything. I mean, well, he did. He sold his car. He sold his furniture. And then he comes to a conference, probably like this. It was for the company he was selling for. And in that conference, had a break. He's standing there, and his hero, whose name was P.C. Merrill, comes up to him, puts his hand on his shoulder, and looks Dad in the eye and says, "Zig, in all my years, I've never seen such a waste. But if you went to work on a regular schedule and believed in yourself, you could be a champion." So that was the first time anybody of authority in a profession that he wanted to do good in told him that he could be a champion. And so he set a decision that day. He made a commitment. He made up his mind. He started speaking different words in his life. I'm going to figure out what it means to believe in myself, and I'm going to go to work on a regular schedule. So that year, he finished number 2 out of 7,000 salespeople. The previous 2.5 years, he was never in the top 5,000. So I want you to think about this. He didn't know any more product knowledge. He didn't know a better technique. The only difference was he changed the way he thought and believed about himself. He had a breakthrough. And when you look at your life and you're struggling in a certain area, it could be that there is something going on where the words you're speaking, the thoughts you're having, the beliefs that underpin it are off. And that's what's keeping you to go. So I'm going to talk about today the things that we need to go through to get the breakthrough. So how many of you know that I've been labeled an intellectual engineer? How many of you are like, what's an intellectual engineer? Is anybody there? Okay. So the first time somebody said, Tom, you're an intellectual engineer, you know what I did? That sounds good, doesn't it? So then I Googled it, and there's an acronym for intellectual engineer. It's N-E-R-D. A nerd? So I've been doing a lot of brain study about what makes the brain tick, how we, you know, there's kind of two worldviews out there right now. There's one worldview that says the brain is mechanical, it's an organ, it's chemistry, and it tells us what to do. And then there's another school of thought that says, no, it's your mind. Your mind tells your brain what to do. See the difference there? We're either a victim of our brain or we get to captain the ship. Right? We get to tell our brain what to do. And so I've been studying this, and I was then studying about what makes an effective team. How many of you have people on your team? They're all perfect, right? They never... So I was studying what it takes to be an effective team, and there's three things that make up a team that really gets engaged. And in EOS yesterday, Glenn was talking about one of them. They got to have a vision, right? I mean, that's a big deal. They've got to have a vision, a direction, a cause, where they want to go. But there's three components that allow a team member to really blossom right where they are. And I wanted to share these three things. This is an added benefit to today. So the first one is belonging. If you're gonna create a team that wins, they got to feel like they belong. Anybody ever heard this before? I mean, you know, think about this. If you've got somebody who works for you who feels like an outcast, they don't belong, they sit at a different table. I mean, little studies where they change the cafeteria seating from tables of four to tables of 12 and productivity goes up. Isn't that crazy? It's because they're all sitting together. They get included. They belong. Another study in the tech industry, they had a significant turnover issue. About 9 months into it, people would start to leave. And it was terrible. It was costing them a lot of money. But they were also like average in the tech industry. But they didn't want to settle for average, and so they changed their onboarding process. Listen to what they did. They did the normal onboarding, and what they used to do is they would spend an hour at the end saying, hey, here's the vision, here's the company t-shirt, go get them, Tiger. Right? Well, they changed it, and they did half that way because they wanted to see. They wanted to test it. They were hiring dozens of people a month. So they did it that way, and then the other half of the people they brought on, in that meeting, they said, hey, you know what? If you were with four or five of your teammates here and you guys were on a ship and the ship went down and you were in a life raft and you were going over to the desert island, what's the superpower that you have that would make it possible, you know, that's unique to you that would be great for the team to know about? In other words, they ask them, what's unique and different and personal about you? What do we need to know about you, about how you can help us? And so they ask questions like that, and at the end they give them the t-shirt, except for this time it had their name on it. Like, you belong. You're part of the team. Retention went up like 30%. See the belonging there? So then the second piece of this is safety. Your people got to feel safe. What does safety mean? Safety means that when you're in a meeting, you're discussing the next project, what's going on, what happened last week, you're doing the autopsy on a bad event. Anybody have those meetings? Yeah. Well, as the leader, what you've got to do in that meeting is you've got to create a safe environment. Anybody can share from their heart. There is no such thing as a bad idea. You cut off rolling of the eyes or people not paying attention or whatever. So you create belonging, you create safety, and then the third one is this. Everybody has to be heard. Everybody's got a chance to be heard. Oh. Now Google did this study, and this is what they did. Now this is... Guys, you got to listen hard because this is a tough technique, okay? This is going to take some practice. You're going to have to study this. It's going to take hours and hours of reflection. But this is how you make sure that everybody gets heard in your meeting. On a little sheet of paper in front of you, you have everybody's name on it who's in the meeting. Y'all got that? That's step one. step two. Every time somebody talks, you put a check mark by their name. Step three, about halfway through the meeting, you look at where the check marks are, and the people who don't have check marks, you start asking them questions. Sherry, you seem to be really thinking about this. What are your thoughts? Here's what happens. Because everybody's opinion is asked for and valued in a safe place, the belonging goes up. And here's the crazy part. It doesn't matter whether you take any of the opinions or advice or ideas from the group or not. You're going to get some gems. You're going to get some that aren't so good. You're going to contribute ideas that aren't so good too, right? We're just people. But everybody walks out of that meeting going, wow, they care about me. It's different. So if I have a vision and a cause for the company, and then I feel safe and I belong and I'm being heard, that's what really gets a team engaged. So anybody here read the proverb of the day? Like on the 11th, you read Proverbs 11. Today is what, the 25th? Anybody read Proverbs 25 today? Yeah, it's kind of cool. So I'm doing this study, and I'm reading Proverbs 11. And here it is. Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in abundance of counselors, there is safety. So watch what happened here. Okay, how many of you ever asked this? I would read this verse and I would go, sure would be nice to just invite a bunch of wise counselors in and figure this out. I think I'm going to have to go to a conference or something. Anybody ever have that thought? Like, who has the power to get a bunch of wise counselors in a room? Flip safety. When you create safety, the people closest to the challenge speak up. And they counsel you on ideas, innovations, on how to overcome that situation. And so maybe God's already provided us the wise counselors, and it's our job to create the safety. Bob Bodine says, God says this, what have you done with the people I've given you? Man, that's just a great thought. And so what if in all the meetings that we have in our company, we create this feeling, this atmosphere of belonging, of safety, of being heard, and the people closest to it, because here's the thing, we can all be a counselor in a certain area because that's where our experience and our gifting is. Right? And so look at this verse. It's like EOS and Ziegler and everything all at once in the system. Hey, when there's no guidance, where there's no vision, where there's no direction, where there's no passion, where there's no... There's two things that motivate people, a missional and an aspirational goal. A missional goal. What's the company about? What do we accomplish? What's the problem we solve? How do we change lives? An aspirational goal. Who do I want to become? What is it in life that I want? When I create a safe place, a safe environment, then pretty cool things happen. Is that good? So what if the counselors we've always been looking for are just waiting for us to provide the space of safety? That was a big one for me. Right? That gets back to the servant leadership. So I want to get back to breakthrough. Do you need one? Got to answer that question. Yeah. There's always another level. So there's three keys to the beginning of it. What we got to do first is we got to analyze, do I have a big dream? Who has a big dream here? Okay, about half the hands went up. Who has a big dream? Yeah. Let's get big. Let's think of a big, big dream. How do we achieve our dreams? First is we got to have the right mindset. We got to think right. Without the right thinking, nothing's happening. So how do we create that in our life? We got to have the habit of right thinking. So the words, like Thomas talked about yesterday, Stain Rousseau, one of our ZLCers, he's a brain coach, and I said, hey, I want to get a little bit better shape. What can I do? What kind of words can I pour into my life? And this is what he told me to say. He said, Tom, say over and over and over again, I am getting fitter and fitter every day in every way. I am getting fitter and fitter every day in every way. So I started doing it like 100 times a day, you know, and I'm not doing it like, you know, in public or anything. I'm just like, I'm getting fitter and fitter every day in every way. So 3 weeks later, I'm going to the mall. And I park, and I'm walking in, and halfway to the mall, I turn around, and there's 20 empty parking spots between me and the entrance to the mall. And I'm thinking to myself, what just happened? My whole life, I've been told the way we burn a few extra calories is we can just park a little bit further away from the door. But I'd never done it. And now I did it and didn't even know I'd done it. Because I told my mind what my brain needed to do to get me to where I wanted to go. And my mind subconsciously said, hey, this is a good spot. So what are the words that are going to create the mindset that you want? Make a habit of that. That will take you there. The second is you got to have strategy. Oh, you got to have a plan. You've got to have the habit of right planning. Now, it's funny because it's real common to find people who are frustrated because they do one of these three things. They have the right mindset, but they never plan. Or they plan, but they never take action. Or they take action, but their thinking's wrong. You ever met people like that? So there's a sequence to this. So what's the habit of right planning? Let me tell you how the mind works. Now, this is kind of cool. You envision where you want to go. You got that, right? The dream, the aspiration. Then you turn around and you do a realistic inventory of where you are right now. Now, this is where some people never dig in. We got to be honest with our skill set, our current attitude, the experiences we have, the knowledge or lack of knowledge that we have. And as soon as your mind says, here's where I am and here's where I want to be, it starts telling your brain to go get it. So we've got to have that plan. So the EOS, I don't know if you noticed it, but was it the first little thing that came up yesterday afternoon on the screen? Was that the vision?
Yeah.
Our dream. And then you remember what the second one was?
People.
So we create the dream, and then we provide a safe place for our people. Now we're surrounded by wise counselors. Then we go to the plan, right? We start putting it in. Isn't it cool how this all kind of fits together? Then we got to take action. Now, if you'll notice that Dad's career went from never being in the top 5,000 to being number 2 out of 7,000 because he learned how to believe in himself and he went to work on a regular schedule. He was in door-to-door sales back then. So his action plan is he was knocking on his first door at 9 a.m. every day. What's your implementation plan? What's your habit for implementation? What are you going to take action on? So these are the three things that kind of are the bedrock. How am I thinking? How am I going to get there? And what's the action that I'm measuring? Make sense? So when you think of breakthrough, what's holding you back? What is it that's keeping you from going to where you want to go? In this illustration, I'm not going to go into the Trinity of Transformation, but I just want you to think about this balloon, okay? This balloon is the balloon that takes you from where you are to where you want to go. That's what this balloon is all about. But do you see those ropes? Did you know a little bitty rope can hold back like the most powerful balloon there is? I mean, you can turn up the furnace. You can jettison all the extra ballast weight, but if you got a rope holding it down, there's nothing that's going to overcome that. And so there are motivational factors like a dream that propels us, And then there's restraining forces that keep us from where we're going. And so today, what I'm really focusing in on breakthrough is, what are the restraining forces that are keeping you from where you want to go? Because if you can cut the rope, just say it, cut the rope.
Cut the rope.
Yeah. You know, one of the great words to put into a sentence that I like is, until now. Okay? Oh, I never go to conferences. So just trade never to until now. I never went to conferences until now. Right? I love going to conferences. Somebody said at the end of yesterday, they said, "Hey, I'm tired." I said, "No, you're not. You're just ready for bed." Sunday morning when I was a teenager, Dad would come in and wake me up for church at 7:30, and I'd go, you know, 14 years old, I want 18 hours of sleep, right? That's what you do. Do I have to go to church? No, you get to go to church. See the difference? Uncle Bernie Lofchick, he never had weekends, he had strong ends. He's in his 80s, he's like 80, probably close to 90 now. He's still never had a cold. He's had a few warms along the way, but never a cold. A piece of bread has two beginnings. A loaf, you know what I'm talking about? Isn't that awesome? So what are the ropes that we gotta cut to get to where we want to go? Is it fear? Think about it. As you analyze in your mind, this is where I want to go. Here I am realistically. Why am I not taking action? Is it fear? Of course, you know the acronym at Ziegler, false evidence appearing real. Howard and I were working with a client, and they're like, you know, we were talking about the upsell. And she was like, yeah, I can't do that. We're like, well, why? Well, what if they say no? What if you don't ask? It's the same, right? And so we've got to get real realistic with what it is that we want to overcome. The second one is the comfort zone. Now, if I'd had time, I would have changed this slide, okay? Because I want to change your vocabulary. We had at our Choose to Win conference in Dallas a couple of weeks, about a month ago, one of our ZLCers, Kerry Lowe from down in Loreto, Mexico, he came up and he did a little presentation on the comfort zone. And this is what Kerry said. He said, there is no such thing as the comfort zone. It's something we've invented to keep ourselves in. So I want you to replace this word, comfort zone, with, you got two choices. Okay, now in sales, I want you to think about this. In sales, we are either getting closer to or further from the sale. Do y'all agree with that? There is no static. Would you like to invest in this program today? The more time that goes by, the less likely they are to invest. Am I right? So we're either moving forward or closer to the sale, or we're moving away from the sale. How about this? In life, we are either growing or we're dying. There is no static. Do y'all agree with that? We're either getting stronger, better, faster, we're growing, or we're dying. So here's your choice. Your choice, the comfort zone, is not an option. It doesn't exist. You're erasing that from your mind. What you're putting into your mind is, you've got a choice to make. There's a book called Choose to Win. It's about choices. Have you heard of it? It's pretty good. It's amazing. Yeah, there's one right there. Why don't you just say, I love living in the growth zone. Everything that comes to you is growth. Everything that comes to you is opportunity. I asked Uncle Bernie, very, very successful. I said, Uncle Bernie, how come you're so successful? What is it that's made you all these millions of dollars? He said, Tom, I love problems. Every time I see a problem, I run to it. He says, there's money in problems. Isn't that a different way to look at it? And so, you know, if we're trying to get rid of the fear, if we're trying to go to that next level, We're trying to get out of the, you know, we're not even going to say that word anymore. So we have this choice. We're going to live in the death zone or the growth zone, the life zone. The third one, is it your mindset? So I'm just curious, what is mindset? The belief that you have. What else?
Internal conversation.
So what's the most powerful story in the world? The one you tell yourself. So what's the story of your mind?
Do you? Successful.
I'm successful. Yeah. And I ask people all the time, I say, hey, do you want to, you know, we got choices. We can listen to what the world says about us. We can listen to what we say about ourselves, or even better, what if we just listen to what God said about us? He's never been wrong. It's like you're calling him a liar when you claim something that's different than what... That's kind of dangerous, isn't it? Is it the mindset that's holding you back? How about this? What about your beliefs? This happens all the time. Well, you know, nobody in our family's ever been to college. Or I went out for youth sports 37 years ago, and it wasn't very successful, therefore I can't do it. Sorry about that. Some people, they just forget, you know. Jeez. Accountability. Are you being held back because you don't have an accountability partner? Here's goal setting 101, the shortcut. Actually, we'll call it goal achieving. There are three things that goal achievers do that set them apart. You ready? They write it down in detail. They work on it every day or as often as necessary. And they have an accountability partner. That's it. How many of you have engaged with an accountability partner? Anybody want to give testimony to that? The difference between having an accountability partner and going alone? Anybody have a story? Yes.
I have a friend for 25 years, probably. And we have no secrets to each other. And a number of times I've heard the phrase, well, how's that working out for you?
I've been friends for 25 years. And every time I hear that phrase, how's that working out for you, I cringe. Because I know a lesson's coming. And I've done the same thing to him. We drive ourselves to be better men. It's just iron sharpens iron. It's real simple.
Right. That's right.
Iron sharpens iron.
Love it. So when I think of accountability, I have a deal. And I'll do this deal with anybody here in this group that wants to do it. And it's a little bit of accountability. Actually, it's a lot of accountability. It's also a little bit of actually, it's just accountability. Does anybody here want to lose, you know, would love to lose 10 pounds in the next 30 days? Okay. So I have this great accountability system. It's unbelievable. So this is how it works. So every morning for 30 days, you're going to text me. It's cool. And then we're going to have like a quick, short text conversation. So that's half of it. The other half of it is you're going to write me a check today for $10,000. And here's the deal. If at the end of 30 days you've lost the 10 pounds, I will give you all your money back. And if you haven't lost the 10 pounds, I'm going to go eat. I'm not sure if I'm going to Paris or where, but it's going to be a good meal to have that dinner. How many of you know that would work? Right, because we invested in it. So an accountability partner, somebody who's on your side, who supports you, who wants the best for you. I read a statistic that when you think of the top tier church leaders, politicians, big business, something like 70% of them who had a huge moral failing that took them out, if they'd had an accountability partner close enough to call them out, they never would have stepped into the mess. Oh. Man, is that what's holding you back? Think about it. Do you need a coach? Is not having a coach. Now let me just say this about coaching. We do coaching at Ziegler, and there's a lot of coaching in the inner circle. Man, do great coaches give you the answers? No, they ask you the tough questions. They ask the question, okay, what are you committing to this week? Based on what you've told me, what do you need to develop in yourself to get from where you are to where you want to go? Right, these are great coaching questions. Is there anybody here who feels like if it wasn't for your coach, you wouldn't be where you are today? Yeah. Yes. I remember I was running in, this is accountability and coaching. I was doing with Jose Garcia Ponte. I was running this Ragnar. It's a 200-mile race from Miami to Key West. 200 miles. Yeah, don't get excited. It was a relay race, and I had about 3 miles of it. So I'm running my leg, and I'm not a runner, and I'm coming around this mango swamp, all these trees. And the checkpoint where I was going to hand the baton was 7 Mile Bridge. Anybody been over 7 Mile Bridge? Do you know why it's called 7 Mile Bridge? It's 7 miles. So my job was to run about 3.5 miles to 7 Mile Bridge, and I was going to hand the baton to Jose, and he was going to run over the bridge. So just before I got around the mangoes, I got tired, and I'm like, you know what? The whole team's up there, and they can see me as soon as I come around this corner. So if I'm going to walk, I better walk right here. Anybody ever done that? So just about as I started to slow down, Jose comes around the corner. He's jogged down. This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. It's Angie.
Angie Krellen.
Yes?
There's like 100 people in here thinking, what are we doing?
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hello, everybody.
So, Angie, you got to hear the rest of the story, okay?
Okay.
So just before I stop to walk, Jose comes around and he says, how you doing, troop? Because Jose is a command sergeant major retired. So what do you tell a command sergeant major? How you doing? I'm good, sir. And then he pulls around next to me and he starts jogging beside me. He goes, you sure you're okay? So what did I say? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we jogged all the way to 7 Mile Bridge. I didn't stop because a coach, a leader, pulled up next to me and said, you can do more than you think you can. I'll go with you. And then he ran 7 Mile Bridge. He jogged a mile back to get me, a mile up with me, and then 7 more miles. If you want a picture of leadership, I don't think it gets better than that. So So, Angie, I'm glad you called because we're talking about breakthrough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're talking about, here's the one action I want you to take today. How many of you are interested in a breakthrough? Like you want to go to the next level? Okay. We've got ZLCers in here. Some of you, so Jamie, I think you had some conversations with Angie when you came through ZLC. Now, Angie has a superpower. Her superpower is she has done over 1,400 strategy sessions in her life. And how many of those in the last 5 years, Angie?
Most of them. It's probably over 1,500 now.
Over 1,500.
Yeah.
So a strategy session is simply this idea of where am I right now? What's the pain that I'm in? Where do I want to go? And how am I going to get there? So the whole call to action today is real simple. We want to get you a strategy session. That's what we're talking about. Because when you take all these different components of whether it's fear or mindset or belief or an accountability partner or do I need a coach, these are all ropes that you've got to cut. And it's going to be hard to cut the rope until you have a clear vision of where you want to go and what life's going to look like when you get there. And so she does this because for a lot of people, our certification is a good fit, and this will help you determine that. So Angie, if you would you tell us a little bit about what happens in a strategy session?
Sure, of course. We'll just have a conversation, and I'll help you gain some clarity on those personal and professional goals, you know, where you want to go. We'll get curious about anything that has been holding you back. And together, we'll discover specific action steps that'll move you from where you are to where you want to be. If it turns out that Ziegler Legacy Certification is a great fit, you know, we'll talk about all the details. If not, I promise that I can recommend a path and that it'll be very valuable time spent together.
Awesome. And I'm just flashing up the questions that you asked. Now, you guys might want to take a screenshot of this last one here as well, because these are the questions that you've got to ask yourself to get a breakthrough. Now, everybody raised their hand earlier and said, well, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for a coach or an accountability partner. So Angie's the coach's coach in this category. I mean, think about it. Over 1,500 lives have spent about an hour. Is it about an hour, Angie?
Yeah, right at an hour.
Right at an hour walking through this. So this is what we need to do. Now, it's a ton of value. The reason that we're doing this is you guys are part of the inner circle. You're here at this conference, and you are already investing in yourself. But what I've seen is that a lot of times, and I say this over and over again, the challenge that we have is the way we think about ourselves limits what we can do in everything in our life. You're meant for more. How many of you have people you love? How many of you have people who love you? Yeah. Somebody shook their head no. No, I'm just kidding. They're counting on you. Now's the time because you're worth it. Right? So if you've been thinking about this, go ahead, get on this call with Angie. Angie, is there anything else that you want to do, say before we hang up?
You know, for the people that are there today, if they want to text me, they can. My phone number is 972-895-4755. And I'll just reply to that text with my scheduling link. And that'll make it real easy to schedule your strategy session. So again, that's 972-895-4755. And my email address, if you need anything else, is real easy. It's Angie, A-N-G-I-E, at Ziegler.com.
Perfect. Everybody get that? Do you need her phone number again? to text her. Awesome. Who's going to get a strategy session? We got a couple. Anybody else? Oh, thank you. Thanks, Angie.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let me tell you about a breakthrough I had. I'll close with this story. In fact, Perry, where is Perry? We were talking about it at breakfast today. So he's not here because he heard it already. Does anybody here ever wake up in the middle of the night with worry? So what do y'all do? Pray? So let me tell you the strategy that I put together, because this has really changed my life. Now, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night because I'm excited about something. I'm creating something. There's a talk that's coming up. I need to get a project done. And that's not what I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about the heavy pit. Anybody have the heavy pit? Oh, if you're human, you get the heavy pit. So this is the strategy. I'd get up and I'd go into my office. And I knew I was going to be up for a while, so usually I would just go ahead and make the coffee. So this is usually 3 o'clock in the morning. Anybody do the 3 o'clock thing? Yeah. So I go into my office, and I get out my gratitude list. Because what I've got to do is, if I'm going to have a breakthrough in this situation, is I've got to change my mental state. And what I do is I go down the list of everything that I'm grateful for. And Perry and I were talking. I've got a picture of a guy on my cell phone who was blown up over in, I can't remember if it was Iraq or Afghanistan, 2 months ago. I just got his picture today. Legs gone at the hip. One arm's gone. He's got a year's worth of surgeries ahead of him. And he's smiling. He's got a T-shirt on that says, not all original parts. Ranger, right? From Savannah. My friend knows the people there. So the first thing I do is I get the gratitude list out and I just start writing, because I gotta change my mindset. I gotta move from what's gonna go wrong to all the things that are proof that God is in control. And then I move those worries, which are in the future, into the present. And I do this to it. I put a plan of action in, right? I've changed my mindset. Then I put a plan in of all the things I can do to take action on whatever's worrying me. So I put that plan in. So I've got my mindset. I've got my plan. I schedule out when I'm going to take the action. And then there's always a few pieces there that I have no control over. Y'all notice that? And I give that to God. Start with gratitude. Put the plan in place. What am I going to do with what I can do? And then give it all to God. That's what I do. Guys, you are awesome. I get to speak to you on a regular basis. And, of course, you're part of the Ziegler family being here. And there's so many things that we benefit from our relationship with. So many of the ideas in the book Choose to Win and things are personal experience of me having relationships with different people in this room. So you guys, you mentor us and grow us, just like hopefully we do the same for you. So anytime you have a story or a breakthrough, you need to let us know. Thank you so much. My name is Tom Ziegler, the proud son of Zig Ziegler.
Yeah!
Time.